The Psalms. I sure am glad they're in the Bible. How about you? But for opening, sometimes to open a service from the Psalms can be a chore. Because we are right now in Psalms 11, and then this coming week to about Psalms 18. And so I started this morning, well actually I started yesterday looking for the opening verse for this morning. Now this is a time where David is being extremely honest with God. And you don't open a service with those psalms. But we're glad they're there because it tells us to do what to do when we have frustrations in our life that we just can't handle. And we aren't told to go and complain to other people, are we, huh? Right. To tell other people about it. But we are told to go to God. So when you're frustrated, go to those psalms, Psalms 10 through 15 or so, and you'll feel, oh, God, I can tell you all about this. Because David was a man after God's heart, and God loved David, and he loved his relationship with David. And that's probably because David was so totally honest with him. So we looked at that, but we reach clear to Friday Psalm for the verse for the morning. And it's Psalm 16, verse 11. And boy, does it go right along with the authors that we have with us today. Graham Truscott wrote this marvelous book, The Power of His Presence. There is power in being in the presence of the Lord. Is that right, Graham? Has he proven it to you over and over and over again? Amen. And so he tells us in this book how to get there and what we're supposed to look for and how we're supposed to poise our hearts to be in the presence of God. Thou wilt show me the path of life. When we're in his presence, God's going to show us the path of life. In thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. Not just a little bit, but fullness of joy when we're in his presence. Everything else goes away, and we're in his presence, and we have joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, right? So let's prepare our hearts this morning to be in his presence as we worship him in fullness of joy. Let's stand and let's say this verse together. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I'm glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let's raise him up in praise. Let's set our hearts to worship his preciousness and his precious name.
Amen. Amen.